Your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Andre Holgate with me. Thank you for joining us. Well, when it's on the Wall Street Journal's most popular article list all day long, and it's not business related, then you know it's hitting a nerve. Catherine Sharp's piece titled "The Medication Generation" remains on the top five right now, and she's the author of the book Coming of Age on Zoloft. She joins us now. Catherine, thanks for taking some time to talk to us on 1320 WILS.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
Now, let's talk about the piece and your book. You talk about your own experience taking an antidepressant, which began relatively late compared to what we're seeing now. What was that experience, and what led you then to write this book?
That's right. Well, I started college in the late 1990s, and when I was a college freshman, during the fall of my freshman year, I went through a rough patch. I think it wouldn't be inaccurate to say that I was depressed, and I went to the college health center to talk to someone, not being entirely sure what was going to happen, and I came back about 20 minutes later with a prescription for antidepressants, which I ended up taking on and off, but mostly on for many years after that. And the thing that led to me writing the book was I always felt from the beginning that taking antidepressants raised some interesting questions, sort of existential questions that were unique. As a young person, you know, people mm-hmm. who are older often wonder if the drugs are changing who they are inside, but I think people who start younger, who don't necessarily know who they are yet, experience those questions so much more intensely. And then when I started to realize how many of my friends and peers, and it really was an astonishing number, were also kind of growing up literally on antidepressants, started to want to write about it.
Now, for someone that has not taken this kind of medication, doesn't have a sense of the effect, can you give me a sense of what happens, how you felt, and how long that feeling lasted?
Well, I think it's different for everyone. It can be different for everyone, but for me, my sense was that it can be hard to tell, which is one of the interesting things about the drugs. But for me, I think they pulled me out of the state that I was in very rapidly. I was crying all the time, and I stopped crying, and I really bounced back really fast. Over time, over the longer haul, the effects were more subtle and kind of harder to discern. It certainly wasn't like I never felt sad, but mm-hmm. more subtle.
Well, let me ask you, though, because part of the issue is that it appears that once an antidepressant's been taken for many years, it's unlikely that someone will stop taking it. What led you to taking it on and off, and did you at some point stop completely then?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, people differ in their attitudes towards the drugs. I guess there was something about them that I never liked in the first place. I didn't necessarily like the idea of something that was going to interfere with my consciousness or with my natural way of feeling, and I always felt like I would prefer not to take them if I could avoid it. So I stopped a couple times over the years. It didn't always go great, but in my mid-20s, I was able to get off of them. I wouldn't say for good, but it's been about 6 years now that I haven't been.
Did you feel that in some ways it did interfere with your thought process in some way?
It's really, really hard to say, but I think the salient thing is that I experienced what so many young people who take these drugs do, which is a kind of an uncertainty. You don't necessarily know whether they're interfering with your thought process or not, and that in itself can be pretty troubling when you don't know if your feelings are real or genuine.
I see. Well, you note in the article that the National Center for Health Statistics say that 5% of Americans 12 to 19 years old use antidepressants. Another 6% of the same age group are medicated for ADHD. Is it clear now? Is it becoming clear what the effects on early adulthood, even for these young people that begin taking these medications in their mid or early teens?
Well, it's a rather troubling thing that we don't know very much about it, scientifically speaking. I mean, these drugs have been around, the SSRI antidepressants have been around for about 25 years, and anecdotally, reports of major complications haven't yet come out, but that said, we haven't systematically studied the long-term effects very well at all. So I think there's a lot more work that needs to be done in that area.
I'm talking to Catherine Sharp. You can find her article, The Medication Generation, on wallstreetjournal.com right now. She's also the author of the book Coming of Age on Zoloft. And so in terms of the in terms of just the idea of feeling better, is that, do you feel that's part of the issue, that everyone feels maybe a certain sense of melancholy, and these kinds of medications make that feeling go away?
I think that a lot of people feel feelings of melancholy to various degrees at all stages of life, and perhaps particularly during adolescence. I think antidepressants help many people, but I do worry that culturally there's a rush to identify those feelings as a sign of mental disorder, and that's not always the correct or not always the most empowering or helpful way to confront those feelings in every case.
I see. In terms of the other options, then, what did you find to be maybe a more effective approach?
For me, I found psychotherapy to be very helpful, and it's not something that was offered to me at first when I was in college, but when I started in my mid-20s, it was really amazing to have someone say, you know, your feelings aren't necessarily a sign of an illness. They actually do kind of make sense if you look at your life and you look at the things that are happening, and that was so much more comforting to me than the kind of biomedical narrative.
You're kind of fading out slightly. I don't know what's happening with the phone there, but you do note in the article, you said, quote, looking back, it seems remarkable that I had to work so hard to absorb an elementary lesson. Some things make me feel happy. Other things make me feel sad. But for a long time, antidepressants were giving me the opposite lesson, this kind of a randomness. Then do you feel then the lesson you were getting from antidepressant use was not the truth then?
Yes, not necessarily. I think antidepressants come along, at least, so far, have come along with the message, what we call the biomedical model of mental illness, with this idea that suffering and sadness are caused by a chemical imbalance. And while in some cases that may be true, I think it's not true in all cases. And to take one of these medications is often to be given the idea that the things that you're feeling are wrong, or that they're disordered, or that they don't necessarily make any sense. And I think for many people that's not true, and coming to realize that can be a really hopeful, comforting thing.
The transition from taking an antidepressant to not taking an antidepressant, what is that transition like, and is it a difficult one?
Again, I think it's different for almost everyone. For me, it was not hugely difficult. The differences were pretty subtle. I certainly noticed some anxieties and some neuroses coming to the fore that hadn't necessarily been there before. I've talked to other people who described feeling absolutely no difference whatsoever, and other people who tried quitting and realized that it wasn't for them. But culturally, I think it's something that we need to talk about more.
Is it fair to say that in most cases, those who take antidepressants for years really don't quit?
I don't know. This is also something that I wish we had more statistics on. You know, I came across a statistic the other day saying that about 14% of people who take antidepressants now have taken them for over 10 years. I think there's definitely a tendency for usage to become quite long-term, just in that doctors are more comfortable putting people on these medications than taking them off.
Your conclusion in researching and writing this book, Coming of Age on Zoloft, is it that we are overprescribing antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications, medication for ADHD?
I think that we are overprescribing a lot of the psychopharmaceutical drugs, and that's absolutely not to say that they don't have a use. I think they are very valuable drugs to have. They play a wonderful role for many people. But I do think that we've gotten overzealous in their use.
In the first year or so of taking an antidepressant, would you say that it was a miraculous feeling, a magical feeling of, wow, I feel almost like a whole different person in some ways?
It was a very marked feeling. And
what do you mean by marked? That's interesting.
It was such a quick, my experience of it was that it was such a quick transformation from feeling very down, very depressed, confused, devastated in a certain way to feeling better. It was just a really quick bounce back. And to this day, I'm not sure how much to attribute to the drug itself, how much to attribute to the placebo effect or just the passage of time, but I experienced it as this quick turnaround.
I see. I mean, it felt, you're describing something that might have even felt miraculous in some ways.
In certain ways, it did, I think, at the time. And it was also humbling, too, because when you feel a certain way and you think you feel that way for a reason, you take a pill and you feel a completely different way. It drives home to you that your moods are chemical or that they can be changed easily.
And in a sense, you're saying even having learned that may not be the answer, there's a lot of truth to that reality that these medications can, in fact, alter your mood dramatically in a very quick order, and it can actually last for many years if you continue taking them.
I think they can for many. I think many people describe a miraculous transformation at the beginning. A lot of people describe a lessening of the effect as time goes on. Some people describe almost no effect. It really runs the entire gamut, and some people experience side effects that are so bothersome that they can't continue. So.
Well, it is interesting that you say that you knew people that said they felt no different. They felt no difference, right? They actually stopped taking this medication and they did not feel a sense of difference.
Some do. That's right.
Well, I guess that speaks to how different all our brains are. Catherine Sharp, the author of the book Coming of Age on Zoloft. You can find her piece titled The Medication Generation at WSJ.com, the Wall Street Journal website. One of the top five most popular articles on the site. Catherine, thank you very much for joining us on WILS this evening.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll be right back. For feedback, though, you send us an email, ccrecap@gmail.com. It is Monday, the week of the 4th of July, a somewhat quiet week. I think a lot of people are off this week, but we're not. So stick around. We'll be right back. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.